folks. Thanks so much for being here with us. Second hour has begun. Time is flying by here as we're trying to fit as much news as possible into this episode as we close down, as we take the final steps here in this race towards November 8th and the midterm elections. We are going to open up the phone calls for your input. Go ahead and give us a call. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. I want to know, how do we prevent this deal? What can we do between now and Tuesday? What can each one of us individually or as a collective do to prevent another 2020? Is there anything we could do? I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday. Think about this. They could just do it again. They could just do it again. They could just do it. I can see it now, November 8th, 2022. It's a red wave all across the nation, from governorship to Congress to Senate. Every race is leaning Republican, some outright Republican victories early on in the night. It's obvious the way this is going until about midnight, when suddenly all of the voting gets shut down. Everyone goes to sleep only to wake up at 4 in the morning to find that the mail-in ballot tranches have gone entirely and exclusively towards the Democrats. And it turns out that all the red victory that we thought on the night of Tuesday, by Wednesday morning, it's all been wiped out. And now it's entirely Democrat victories across the board. Turns out that after midnight, not a single Republican vote came in. Every mail-in ballot was Democrat. It could be the most obvious deal ever. And the Democrats would say, what are you going to do about it? They'd put machine guns, mount machine guns on turrets outside of state capitals across the country and just dare people. What are you going to do? What are you going to protest? What are you going to stage an insurrection? Are you going to question election results? We spent the last 2 years telling the American people that questioning the election results is terrorism and is an insurrection and is a violence that threatens this very democracy. You don't think we'll shoot your ass with a machine gun? They're already mounted. They're already armed. They're already staffed and ready to go, laser sighted. So, yeah, go ahead, protest, see what happens. Well, you think the election was stolen? A baseless claim? Why don't you do something about it? And what would you do? What could any of us do? And this is what they have set up. They've spent the last 2 years. I mean, it's what they did before. It's what they already did. It's why we were able to predict exactly what was going to happen long before the votes were even cast. People are asking. People like Tim Pool would make videos every day going, are the Democrats trying to lose? People like myself were here on air going, yeah, yeah, they're trying to lose because they're going to cheat to win. And they're doing it in a way where it will be obvious that they cheat, but they know that they have control of the media systems. So the legitimate claims of cheating that are provable and with evidence will never make it to air. People, the vast majority of people who don't go out of their way to find this information on websites like InfoWars will have no idea what the claims even are. So they'll be able to claim that there was no cheating, even though it was absurdly obvious to everybody. And that'll piss off the Trump Republicans who can see the cheating going on. And that's what they want, because they want a reaction from the Republicans so they can claim that the Republicans are trying to steal an election. They're trying to do a coup, and they can frame any questioning of the Democrats and questioning of the election is in and of itself terrorism. And so that type of language cannot be tolerated anymore. That type of discussion, that type of thought will be made illegal. I mean, it's been obvious since the very beginning. But you really have to ask, why wouldn't they cheat at this point? Why wouldn't they just openly, in the most obvious way you can possibly imagine, more obvious than 2020, why would they not do that again? If they did do it, what do you think would happen? Just play it out in your head. What would happen if the Democrats just openly cheated on Tuesday to win? Would anybody protest? Would anybody feel like they could go out and protest and not risk being thrown into prison for 10 years? Would anybody be willing to go out and, you know, wave a sign outside of your state capitol without having your face sent to some FBI database and getting a knock on your door later? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but it seems pretty obvious that they've set up a system in which for them to be able to cheat is guaranteed victory. So why wouldn't they do it? Meanwhile, we have more leftist violence to add to the stack, add to the pile, on top of the several dozen murders that have occurred just this year by leftist activists targeting Republicans and or just your average white American Christian. We now have shots fired at Republican candidate Pat Herrington's North Carolina home. Isn't it just amazing how these two things are? You know, you've got Paul Pelosi gets attacked by a hammer. No information about the attack. No hint that it is even politically motivated other than baseless assertions by people with a reason to want that to be the truth. And yet it becomes a talking point immediately. This is the consequence of Republicans questioning election. Their dangerous language justifies this type of violence. And then you have this Republican, Pat Herrington, who actually has his house shot up immediately after there was a ad by his opponent that showed exactly where he lived. His opponent, Democrat Jeff Jackson, has been forced to pull an ad filmed outside his opponent's lakeside home, criticizing his ownership of a ritzy home in a neighborhood outside the confines of the district. So you've got the Democrat making an ad where he's like, look, this is this guy's home, and he's an evil person that wants your children dead. Here's his home, and he is an evil tyrant that wants to kill your children and is providing guns to murderers to kill your children. Here he is. Here's his home. This is where he lives. And then like 2 days later, the house is shot up and...
Which is ironic.
Nobody treats this... Of course it's ironic. I mean, these people are... It's ironic. It's hypocritical. It's everything. But have you even heard about this story?
It's all over the internet.
Is it? I saw it on one... I saw one story on Daily Mail. I didn't see it on Google News. I did not see it on...
It's on the Drudge Report. It's on Citizen Free Press.
It's on all the alternative stuff. But that's my point. How much did you hear about, I mean, how many clips have we played on this show of Paul Pelosi, of people making the Paul Pelosi event to be evidence of vast right-wing conspiracy to commit political violence?
I had a shower thought about. Remember how, like, 2 weeks ago, there was that footage that was released of Pelosi where she was unhinged and she said she wanted to punch Donald Trump out?
Yeah.
What if she was the person who gave a nice blow to Paul? What if, you know, maybe he was drinking, maybe philandering? This is just a theory.
Nancy Pelosi with the hammer in the bedroom.
Maybe not even a hammer. Maybe those iron fists. She kept her pimp hand strong.
It's a game of Clue.
Dealt a blow, and then all of a sudden, we need to find someone. Hey, we got this illegal alien over here. Hey, man, would you like to stay in the country indefinitely? Boom.
It's an interesting theory, Matt. I'm going to go ahead and say no on that one. I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think that's what happened. But hey, you know, all speculation is welcome here. But hey, I don't have proof that that's not the case. So.
But maybe.
Speculate away.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, folks, we're going to start taking your phone calls in the next segment. We also have video, audio, I guess, of NPR who played the audio of an abortion taking place. And I don't want to be the one to have to show it to you people, but I guess that's my job. So I guess I will. Utterly horrific, demonic inversion of a natural and good thing. It'll make you sick, but I guess we'll show it. I guess we'll show it to you later in this hour. We'll also talk about what's happening with Kanye as he has revealed some truly disturbing revelations about, him being totally fairly targeted, totally getting what he deserves and suffering the consequences of his actions. Should I pretend to be anti-Kanye from now on? I'll just pretend to be an ADL employee. No, I can't do that. It's too dishonest. Meanwhile, we have this story.
ADL would love to have you.
Me and the ADL, a match made in heaven.
Right.
Make me the president of the ADL and the NAACP. I'll get those organizations fixed up in no time. It'll be great. All right, you're going to have to wait to find out what's happening with Don Lemon when we get back on the other side. Stay tuned. Your phone call's next.
The biggest sale of 2022 at InfoWarsStore.com is about to end. All our products are marked down at least 40 to 50%. But with promo code 1776, get an additional 10% off and double Patriot points. That's 60% off and 10% off on your next order as well. You cannot beat the deal. Plus, we've got incredible products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus. The list goes on and on. And these products aren't just amazing. They also fund the tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your previous support. And I want to encourage you now to take advantage of the best deals of 2022 at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Get up to 60% off, and it keeps us on the air. And it boosts your immune system and so much more. Take action now.